A Chinese woman taken into custody by U.S. Border Patrol agents for overstaying her visa died by suicide at a station in Arizona, raising the question of whether proper protocols were followed. U.S. Democratic Representative Pramila Jayapal, a ranking member of the House Subcommittee Managing Immigration, issued a statement about the detainee's death, saying Border Patrol did not adhere to correct procedures to ensure the woman's safety, considering welfare checks were logged, but officials at the agency investigating the incident could not confirm whether checks actually happened, adding, quote, as the CBP's Office of Professional Responsibility investigates this death, they must provide answers on why these welfare checks were not conducted and falsely recorded, and why this woman was able to die by suicide without any guard intervention. According to Jayapal, surveillance footage showed the woman make a noose and tie it around her neck, but there was no medical response for nearly 2 hours. Jayapal says the 52-year-old Chinese national was picked up by agents in California after authorities found she overstayed her B-1, B-2 visitor visa before she was sent to the Yuma, Arizona station. Border Patrol confirmed the woman's death to the Tucson Sentinel, saying in a statement, each holding cell is under constant video surveillance. In this case, Border Patrol's ability to observe the incident was limited due to privacy constraints. The incident occurred in a bathroom stall where cameras were not able to capture the full angle. All in-custody deaths are tragic, taken seriously, and are thoroughly investigated through CBP. Jayapal says this incident raises concerns about the conditions at the facilities where immigrants are being held. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, you can call the 24/7 National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 988 or go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org.